The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. One of the scribes came near and heard the religious authorities disputing with one another. And seeing that Jesus answered them well, he asked him, "Which commandment is the first of all?" Jesus answered, "The first is, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength.' The second is this, 'You shall love your neighbor as yourself.' There is no other commandment greater than these." Then the scribe said to him, "You are right, teacher. You have truly said that he is one, and besides him, there is no other. And to love him with all the heart, with all the understanding, and with all the strength, and to love one's neighbor as oneself, this is much more important than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices." When Jesus saw that the scribe answered wisely, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." After that, no one dared to ask Jesus any question. The Gospel of the Lord. The response of Jesus in the Gospel today centers us in the love of God and love of neighbor. When we hear this term, love, we should understand it is always connected properly to relationship. The love is not just a feeling like you hear in the songs on the radio, a sense of romance and feeling close to someone that pulls you in, the urges. Rather, love, defined correctly, is to will the good for another, to give yourself completely to the other. This is the fullness of love. And behind this gospel reading, as we read it, stands the witness of Jesus Christ, who gave himself completely in love for us on the cross. This is the self-sacrificing love. See, in Greek you have different senses of love that brings us out. You have filial love, friendship. Then you have erotic love, eros, and agape love, total self-giving love. This is what Jesus presented. And he presented us the way to understand our relationship with God, which flows into our relationship with others. As he put first the love of God. And as St. Ignatius of Loyola has said, love is shown more in deeds than words. So in order to truly show our love for God, we must live the life of a disciple of the Lord. It's just like a marriage, which the Lord actually often used as a metaphor with his relationship with Israel and with us. In marriage, if one spouse has on their lips, I love you, many times, even a day, but they're not showing it with their actions, say they're committing adultery on the side, or they're not physically there many times, their deeds speak against their words. And the other spouse would rightly say, "You don't truly love me." In the faith, we can recognize this in the commandments, as Jesus said in the gospel, "He who loves me will follow my commandments." The first is to love one another as Jesus loved us. And he reiterated the Ten Commandments. "You shall have no other gods beside me. You shall not steal. You shall not kill. You shall not commit adultery." Jesus did not put these aside. He, in some senses, amplified them. If we understand them in the proper sense, these two are words of love because they come from a loving God, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, who is love himself, who continues to give us gifts of love. As Wesley today will receive First Communion, receive the gift, the loving gift of the Eucharist. This is the very gift of Jesus that you're going to receive today. So you understand this as part of the love of God that he's been giving to us in the physical way, his very body and blood. And as you learn the Ten Commandments, as we all remember them, we can understand these as the Lord showing us the way to fulfillment of our human nature. It's a good, loving Father who shows us this way. You live the Ten Commandments, you follow the way of Jesus, you will come to peace and fulfillment of what it means to be a human with the grace to go to heaven. And know, if you live in this love, the Lord will take care of you. You know, as we're reminded every time we see a child receive First Communion, the great grace of this gift of love. There are some mystics, even, it's amazing, that they have lived on the Eucharist alone and no other food. Just on the Eucharist. These are signs to us of how important the Eucharist is. And it calls us to reflect. Is the Eucharist, is the Lord at the center of our lives? Can we say that we love the Lord our God with all our heart, with all our soul, and all our mind, and all our strength? And this then puts what is important for God in the center and calls to us the question that we should reflect on. Would we call ourselves disciples of Christ? Would other people see us as disciples of Christ? You see, in the history of the church, there have been some who have so centered themselves in being disciples of Jesus that they even were willing to suffer persecution and death for the truth of the faith, for what Jesus had taught them. This is because of their relationship with Jesus. There have been even many martyrs throughout the history of the church for those who are protecting or wanting to receive the Eucharist under times of persecution, difficulty, in darkness, when the government was outlawing it. Even recently, during the time of COVID, the pandemic, in the height of it, I had some people come to me in other churches saying, "You have to understand, Father, that for me to receive the Eucharist is more important than life or death." That's how centered they were in the reception of the sacrament of the Eucharist. Which also gives us a pause in how important is it to us as a priest and as one who truly believes. I can't imagine going a day without receiving the Eucharist, offering Mass. I know it hurt many of the lay people who couldn't for a time. Hurt them in their hearts. This is something that we should always hold on to, is that have that heart for Jesus, heart for the Eucharist. And this then reflects, too, back on the commandments. See, that Jesus referred to the commandments of Israel, which right in the center was love of God, and then the Ten Commandments. He confirmed this with his own body and blood, his own self-sacrifice. See, every Mass, we participate in that one sacrifice of Calvary. The same sacrifice of Jesus that he did 2,000 years ago. But this is not a repetition, another sacrifice. It is a participation. We are making present here, I am, through the words of consecration, Jesus, his body, blood, soul, and divinity, and we are offering this to the Heavenly Father in union with that same sacrifice 2,000 years ago. It might be hard for the little one to understand this, and hard for all of us too. In some sense, we're traveling back in time to that time 2,000 years ago and entering into that time. So, all you science fiction fans, we do believe in time travel, but it doesn't have the laws of science fiction novels. It's governed by God, who can make up in reparation for the sins of the past and fix what went wrong in the past, which is all in relation to God. See, there's no superheroes that can travel in the past, no time travelers that can fix outside of the laws of God. God fixes what was wrong through our participation, through our working with Him. And this whole context is kept in the perspective of love. The commandments, sacrifice, not following the will of the Lord. So in another sense, you can see sin as is not fully loving the Lord. It's breaking friendship with Him if you commit a mortal sin. I call you then to take hold of that discipleship with Jesus Christ, to renew and accept Him as your Savior and Lord every day, to center yourself in the love of God. Ask for that grace if you don't know the love of God, to be touched by His love, to live in His love, and to make decisions in His love, even unto death. As we see the little one, Wesley, receive his first Holy Communion today, it's a reminder to all of us of the gifts that the Lord gives to us, and give thanks to Him for those gifts every day. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.